In 1994, Seattle adopted a zoning plan to create urban villages all over the city. The idea behind urban villages was to channel job growth and housing into the business districts of neighborhoods, including Ballard, Rainier Beach, and Eastlake. The goal was to make Seattle more dense and sustainable, but at the same time, protect single-family neighborhoods. Well, there have been a lot of changes in Seattle since 1994. How did that urban village plan work out? There's a new report out written by former Seattle City Council member Peter Steinbrück about that topic. He told Marcy Selman about the impact of urban villages after 20 years.
Every urban village in this city is distinct and different, but they all share one thing. The 30 urban villages have absorbed 75% of the population growth in the city. And so that in itself is a result that was intended by city planners. That has occurred remarkably accurately by the city. They projected the number of households to be about 60,000, and they projected the distribution within the urban villages at 75%. Hit them on the mark. Almost with crystal ball accuracy. So while the crystal ball was extraordinarily accurate, the hand of God was not in terms of ensuring an equal footing that every village got a fair share of the growth. So my poster child is Ballard.
Sure.
There's been demonstrable changes that really reflect the intent of the urban village strategy, and I can say what's happened. There's considerably more growth in housing, in apartment buildings, and again, for better or worse, like the designs, hate it, you know, whatever. But those buildings are cropping up, the large full block developments that contain mix of uses, like business, retail at the ground floor, five levels of apartments above. You've got the introduction of Rapid Ride, which is an important transportation linkage with metro service to downtown and other parts. You see wider streets, sidewalks that are improved, plantings, benches, lighting, amenities, artwork, pedestrian paths. You see the farmers market, which was not there 10 years ago.
Which is a hub of activity.
Hugely popular. Those are the kinds of things that you will see, you know, that have transformed, that are transforming Ballard.
The other term that has come into vogue in the 20-year time that since this original comprehensive plan went into effect was something called transit-oriented development. And that is, it seems somehow like a cousin of the urban village, or maybe it's a brother of the urban village. You did look at how many rides there were in each of these urban centers, but how much of the original intent in 1994 was to beef up mass transit based on these urban centers, and how much has the transit followed the urban centers?
I made a very strong statement at the City Hall presentation about predicting extreme gridlock. And if people think it's bad today, just imagine 120,000 more people, 115,000 more jobs in the city, and the need to maintain the mobility that to get around based on the system we have today. That should tell you right there that we must make substantial investments in alternative transportation modes. That is primarily link light rail, metro transit. Yes, streetcars are part of the seamless mobility system, pedestrian and bicycle improvements, and accessibility improvements for those people with disabilities.
You've said that this report actually raised more questions than it answered. So in your mind, what's the most important question that the city needs to answer as it moves forward with the new comp plan?
Well, our biggest challenges are clearly housing affordability, which is a social equity issue as much as a basic human need. And it can define our city in different ways if we don't do more than we are to ensure that people of all walks, all backgrounds, all income levels can find reasonably affordable places to live in Seattle.
What about all this work that you've done really surprised you? It's interesting that those predictions that 75% of the growth would be funneled into the areas that it wound up being funneled into. Was that a surprise? I mean, what did surprise you?
Well, one thing that surprised me was we didn't see the economic growth that we thought and predicted and planned for. which was approximately 130 to 146,000 new jobs, we actually netted 56,000 new jobs over the 20-year period. Now, this is a big surprise to a lot of people because we keep hearing Seattle's the fastest growing city in the country. It is in terms of population growth, but not in terms of employment growth, which is so the population growth has far outstripped the employment. Now, that seems funny. I see you're smiling here.
Well,
you think of Amazon.
Exactly.
You think of other, you know, major concerns that are, in fact, growing, you know, exponentially. And I think it's great we have Amazon here and that they're doing so well and they chose to stay in Seattle. That's fantastic. But it's a fraction of the job growth that was predicted. In fact, downtown commercial district actually lost about 5,000 jobs over 20 years. Did not gain. They lost jobs.
It's interesting, Peter, you have compiled 180 pages
that's
of
right.
data that's accessible.
Enjoy Seattle.
Anybody online. But if listeners' brains haven't numbed out totally listening to this conversation, why should they care about this work that you've done?
Well, we all should care because it's quality of life. And as they say, as has been said, the best way to predict the future is to plan it with intent. And I believe that. I think anything's possible if we don't take these things seriously and plan our futures for an intentional future, for one that's sustainable, that is green, that reflects our Seattle values, for social equity. Those kinds of things don't just happen by themselves. They cannot simply be expected to occur with the market forces out there.
Peter Steinbrück, former Seattle City Council member, currently owner of Steinbrück Urban Strategies. He spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman. We have a link to his full report at kuow.org if you'd like to find his take on what urban villages have created in Seattle.